I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Indigenous youth leaders wrap up a national gathering on climate in Alaska, and a group encourages the use of Indigenous education standards for teachers across South Dakota. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes and Indigenous groups from across the country met in Anchorage, Alaska last week for a national conference on climate. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, young leaders were featured at the close of the gathering. A team recently proposed changes to South Dakota's framework for Indigenous education, making the lessons more accessible for teachers across the state. Kathleen Shannon has more. The All Pueblo Council of Governors, which represents 19 Pueblos in New Mexico and one in Texas, has formally endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for vice president. The council passed a resolution on the endorsement during a recent monthly meeting. According to the Pueblo Governors, they believe a Harris-Walz administration would recognize tribal sovereignty, address tribal needs, and support self-determination and the preservation of Indigenous languages and cultures. They've issued a formal invitation to the candidates to engage with leadership and meet with Pueblo people ahead of the November election. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.